We're going to try something different today. We're going to go on PowerPoint. You can go sit down if you want.
Yes.
I've never done this before, done a teaching on PowerPoint, so me and Scott got to get coordinated here. But Tisha B'Av is Tuesday. Tuesday is Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av means the ninth of Av. The ninth of Av is the ninth day of the month of Av. It's like saying the 4th of July in English. So Tisha B'Av means the ninth of Av, and that doesn't mean what it means. But on Tisha B'Av, we read Lamentations. And so I'm going to ask whoever can see that. It says the men read, so I want the men to read this portion with me. Judah, everybody, has gone into captivity under afflictions and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper. Her children have gone into exile, captive before her foe. In weakness, they have fled before the pursuer. Next one. My young men and maidens have gone into exile. All who pass your way clasp their hands at you. They scoff and shake their heads at the daughter of Jerusalem. Should women eat their offspring and children they have cared for? Young and old lie together in the dust of the streets. Keep going. No hands. Compassionate women have cooked their own children. Our inheritance has been turned over to aliens, our homes to foreigners. We are weary and find no rest. Our skin is as hot as an oven, feverish from hunger. Women have been ravished in Zion and virgins in the town of Judah. Elders are shown no respect. Mount Zion lies desolate with jackals over it. Women. Yeah, in 70 AD, when the temple was destroyed, those were the conditions that existed. And those words of Lamentations were true. And Deuteronomy. And, you know, this is going to happen again in the end times. Right now, the only part of the temple mount Jews are allowed to pray at is the Western Wall. And the Western Wall is not part of the temple itself. It's part of the temple mount. It's an exterior wall. But in 1967... how many years ago was that? 40. We got back into Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Well, the rabbis have said when Av comes in, gladness must be diminished. Av, either in reference to the divine father, which means Av. Av is the word for father in Hebrew, who comforts his people following the destruction, or to the Messiah. According to rabbinic tradition, they say the Messiah is to be born on the ninth of Av. Of course, we know better. We know who the Messiah is, and he wasn't born on the ninth of Av. He was born around Sukkot. Go ahead. Okay, guess what? If you were a rabbi, you start your year at Rosh Hashanah, which is in the month of Tishrei, which is in the fall. And if you count 11 months, you come to the month of Av. Did you know that? And the ninth day of Av is our 9/11. Isn't that amazing? Okay, go ahead. Judah has gone into exile because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtook her within the straits. 17th of Tammuz, known in Hebrew as Shivar Asar Bet Tammuz, commemorates the breach of the walls of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Babylon, 586 BC. 3 weeks before the complete fall of the city and the destruction of the temple. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem, and they besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, the 9th month of the year, 9th day of the month, a breach was made in the city. Okay, we all know that during the wilderness wanderings, after we were delivered from Pharaoh and slavery in Egypt, we went through the Red Sea, and eventually we arrived at a place called Kadesh Barnea. But there they sent the spies out to check the land out, and they came back, 10 of them, with a bad report, a scary report. And all the people cried because of their report, and God said that they lacked the faith to enter the land, and God decreed that that generation would never enter the land. They would wander for 40 years, and that all the bad things that ever happened to the Jews would happen on this same day, the ninth day of Av. And so let me look at a few things that happened. This is not a complete list, but in 586 BC, the destruction of the first temple built by King Solomon was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. Destruction of the second temple of Yeshua's day, which was constructed by Herod, was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD on this very same day. During the Roman occupation, the city of Beth Ar fell. It was captured. Thousands of Jews were killed in 135 CE, and that was the end of the revolt known as the Bar Kokhba revolt. And that's when the Jews were scattered out of their land. On the ninth day of the month of Av, during the Roman occupation, the Emperor Hadrian rebuilds Jerusalem. He builds new walls and renames the city Aelia Capitolina. And he renames the country Palestine, in honor of the Philistines. He bans Jews from Jerusalem. They're not allowed to go in there. On this very same day in 1066, Jews welcomed, well, not on this day, but in 1066, they were welcomed to enter England under William the Conqueror as moneylenders to the crown. In 1190, anti-Jewish riots broke out and mass suicide of the Jews of York, England occurred. And then on the ninth day of Av in the year 1290, King Edward I signed the edict compelling the Jews to leave England, banishing the Jews from England 350 years until around the year 1655. There were no Jews in England during the entire career of William Shakespeare. There were no Jews in England when the King James Bible was translated into English in 1611. In Spain, on the ninth day of Av, 1492, by order of the Spanish Inquisition under Ferdinand and Isabella, the expulsion of 200,000 Jews from Spain after centuries of cultural and spiritual growth occurred on that date. On that same date, boarding their ships before the deadline at midnight, August 2nd, Christopher Columbus and his crew set sail at dawn. On the Jewish calendar, it happened to be the ninth day of Av, Tisha B'Av. On the ninth day of Av, during the close of the Civil War, the Union General Ulysses S. Grant signed a military order that the United States could not purchase military supplies from anyone who was Jewish. This is the first United States anti-Semitic act against the Jewish people. Where did this occur? None other than the great state of Tennessee. World War I broke out on Tisha B'Av, August 1st, 1914. Britain and Russia declared war on Germany. The war began. The First World War issues were unresolved, ultimately causing a Second World War and a Holocaust. 75% of all Jews were in war zones. Jews were on armies of all sides. There were 120,000 Jewish casualties in the armies alone. Over 400 pogroms immediately following the war in Hungary, Ukraine, Poland, and Russia. And of course we know, go ahead, that the Holocaust occurred. And it started on 1941, on July 31st. On the next day was Tisha B'Av that it went into effect. Reinhard Heydrich was ordered to carry out the final solution for European Jewry, 6 million Jews killed. I went to do an internet search of names on the Yad Vashem site a couple weeks ago. I put my name in, my family name, found 33 names. They've only got 2 million names posted so far, but I found 33 names of Seidelbachs, my family. It's amazing. In 1990, the 9th of Av, Saddam Hussein walked out of peace talks with Kuwait, signaling the beginning of the Persian Gulf War. And in the months that followed, he proceeded to hurl his 39 missiles at Israel. When I was in Israel in 1998, my family took me around Haifa and they showed me where the two Scuds that landed in Haifa were supposed to hit the big grain bins. Haifa has these huge grain bins that feed most of the Middle East, storage bins. And the Scuds landed about 300 yards short of them in this open field. Amazing, nobody got hurt. Yeah. That happened, on this date, August 13th, 2005, the ninth day of Av, under the pressure of the United States President George Bush, the Israeli Likud government under Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, said all Jews living in Gaza and parts of Judea and Samaria to be removed by force from their homes so the Palestinian Muslims can have a Judenfrei state. No Jews were allowed to live there. We know that God is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy 4:24 says, "For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you will soon utterly perish from the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. You will not prolong your days in it, but will be utterly destroyed. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. When you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. For I have set my face against this city for the adversity, and not for good, says the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire." The Lord has become like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all its palaces. He has destroyed its strongholds and multiplied in the daughter of Judah, mourning and moaning. And he has violently treated his tabernacle like a garden booth. He has destroyed his appointed meeting place. The Lord has caused to be forgotten the appointed feast and Sabbath in Zion, and he has despised king and priest in the indignation of his anger. Okay, in the Talmud, there's some references to Zechariah 11. "Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedars. Howl, fir tree, for the cedar is fallen, because the mighty are spoiled. Howl, O ye oaks of Bashan, for the forest of vintages come down." Okay, the Babylonian Talmud is a Jewish commentary of the scriptures. In Talmud Bavli, Yoma 39b, it says, 40 years before the destruction of the temple in 30 CE, the lot did not come up in the right hand, nor did the crimson stripe become white, nor did the westernmost light burn. And the doors of the holy place of the temple opened of their own accord until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai rebuked them. He said to the temple, "O temple, temple, why do you alarm yourself? I know full well that you are destined to be destroyed, for Zechariah ben Iddo has been already prophesied concerning you. Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour the cedars. Okay, we know that there is one who has already come. His name is Yeshua, and he was not born on the ninth day of Av. Matthew 23, 37 through 39 says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Yeshua went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Yeshua said to them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. So there is hope for the Jewish people. We know who that hope is, don't we? We know that he's coming back to stand on the Mount of Olives, and one day soon we will see him. Lamentations 3, 21 through 26, Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And so, how lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like the widow is she who was great among the nations. The princess among the provinces has become a slave. Judah has gone into captivity, under affliction and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. Zion spreads out her hands, but no one comforts her. The Lord has commanded concerning Jacob that those around him become his adversaries. Jerusalem has become an unclean thing among them.
The Lord is righteous.
Roger. Now. Amen. So we come to another Tisha B'Av this Tuesday, and we pray because we know that war is close and we don't know what's going to happen this Tuesday, but we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim.
Hashive. Oh! Hashem Elecha Ve'nashuva Ve'nahova Kadesh Kadesh Yameinu Keke
Typically, Jewish people fast on Tisha B'Av, and it's a rabbinic fast, but it also says in the book of Zechariah that one day God will turn the fast of the fifth month into a time of joy. So God recognizes that there is a fast, and if you'd like to fast, it would be a good day to fast for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. Pray for it. Shalom, Yerushalayim.